Hey, what's good? What's good? I'm back for another episode of the Promo Palace LLC vlogs. I'm the owner of Promo Palace LLC, Paul Pickett. You can also check us out at promopalace.biz, your one-stop shop for all music promotions. As you see, the article I'm going to react to says TikTok takes on Spotify and Apple Music as it expands into music streaming. Well, what does this mean for Spotify and Apple? And before I get into that, I want to tell y'all a little story of when I first got on the TikTok. So shouts out to my man Chris Roker. And Chris Roker came to me one day like, yo, we gotta learn TikTok and Triller. Well, when he says we, he really means me. So we don't really mean we, it means me. So he's like, yo, we gotta learn TikTok Triller. We gotta learn TikTok and Triller. So I go and I download TikTok first. And I go through it. I'm checking it out, and I'm like, I don't know, Roker. This is like something for kids. This is some kiddie shit. He's like, nah, I'm telling you, man, TikTok and Triller. So I like, all right, I'm gonna give it a shot. I'm gonna give it a chance. So I get on TikTok. I follow some people that are already on, like my phone number connects and my Facebook connects and things of that nature. And about 100 of them follow me back and I'm doing some posts. And I do a post and the post is literally me doing a duet to a video that's supposed to be a quote unquote UFO video. And it was like the Brazilian little UFO video, whatever. So all I did was react to the video and I did some old, just some old, like crazy faces, like what the hell, It got 70,000 views and like that, just instantly, 70,000 views. That's when I started realizing, oh, TikTok is something else. It's a whole different animal. It's a whole different beast. Because if you got 100 followers on Instagram, I mean, unless you make the most amazing video that everybody has to check out, man, you're not getting those 70,000 views. Instagram won't even push it that far. Facebook won't even push it that far. YouTube maybe on the shorts. That YouTube on the shorts, if you could get some thousands of views, but 70,000 views with 100 subscribers, content better be amazing. So I told myself, let me go through TikTok and let's analyze why is TikTok different than every other social media platform or streaming platform on the planet. Well, this is what I've gathered. Every other single platform on the planet, you can buy every aspect of those. You go to Instagram, you can bot the like. We know Instagram is botted up like crazy. You post anything and you get bot comments from bot accounts telling you to get promo here. And you go, they got like a million followers. Yeah, they're getting views on the post, but they have no comments, which means they're just buying a bunch of views. So you can bot the likes, you can bot the comments, you can bot the followers, you can bot the views. And when you get over to TikTok, this is the thing. I've never had to worry about does an influencer, is he using bots? Or is he or she using bots? I've never had to worry about that. Even when you go and see they might have 1 million followers but not getting a lot of views right now, the most obvious reason is they're shadow banned. It's not that they use bots or anything of that nature. And when you go down TikTok, yeah, you could bot the views, you could bot likes and comments, but it's not going to do nothing for you. It's not going to serve any kind of justice if they're not watching the videos repeat, if they're not the same accounts aren't watching the video, liking it, commenting, all that. You can't just see the thing with bots is they might watch the video with one account and comment with another. Well, that doesn't really work as well with the algorithms. You need that account to watch the whole video, to like it, and comment. So, what's the aspect of TikTok that nobody's botting up. The duets. The actual taking your music and doing a dance to it, or the dance challenges, or whatever challenges. Like, yeah, you probably could do pre-recorded videos and have bots add music and post, you know what I'm saying, all day long. But that's not what's going on. You got real, that's the thing. Real people are taking your joints and duetting it. Real people are taking your music and doing the dance challenge to it. TikTok is not botted up on every aspect. And also, TikTok is the only platform that when I go to pay an influencer, once I see, I look at a few posts, see what kind of views they got, likes, comments, reshares, I don't sit there and question, is it real or fake or not? I don't have to question, is it real or fake? TikTok is the only platform that you don't have to worry about bots. These people made it on all organic because TikTok actually pushed videos out, you know, when content started getting certain reactions. TikTok actually pushed the content out further. And they have to in order for me to get 70,000 views with 100 followers. That means TikTok pushed the content out because whoever watched it immediately was watching the whole video, liking, and they were commenting, you know, because I put on there something like, is this real or fake? So people, you know, being people want to be like, you know, and I was just being like sarcastic. I knew it wasn't real. You know, I was just being sarcastic. So being sarcastic, I knew that the people that think they're super smart and the shit talkers want to get in there and try to make you look dumb. Oh, hell no, that ain't real. Da, 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 da. But that's the thing about social media engagement. You need the hate comments just as much as the support comments. The hate comments are what get you far over the top and make you go viral. All right, so what does this mean for Spotify and Apple? Well, they're in trouble. They're in danger. This is bad news, man, for Spotify and Apple. Why is it bad news? Well, let's think about it. Why is Spotify and Apple suck for artists? Why do they completely suck? You can't engage on there. There is no engagement on Spotify and Apple. If you think making a video of you saying, hey, go check out my new video is engagement, if that's Spotify's idea of engagement, if that's, you're letting Spotify convince you that that is engaging with your fans, well, that's horseshit. That's bullshit. That's bogus. That's not no kind of engagement. The problem is there is no engagement if people can't comment. If there's no comments, it's no real engagement. Just liking a post is not engagement. You know, the real engagement on social media that has all the value is comments and reshares. Comments and reshares. And nobody's resharing it if they're probably not commenting. Comments and reshares. Likes and views, yeah, they're okay, but you can get all the views and all the likes you want. It's not going to trigger the algorithms nowhere near as much as if you got comments and reshares. And that's the thing about TikTok. When I pay a TikTok influencer, I could get, you know, I've gotten less than $50, gotten 9 million views on a post. Well over 30, 40, 50,000 likes, hundreds of comments, hundreds of reshares. And the thing about resharing is when they reshare on TikTok, you don't know where to reshare it to. You don't know if they're resharing to Instagram, Facebook, to their TikTok. All you know is it's getting reshared, you know. And reshares are, you can't go viral without reshares. If people ain't sharing it to people, like, you're not going viral. Nobody knows. You know, so comments and then reshares is what really takes it over the top. You know, so what does Spotify not have? Comment. What does Apple have not have? Comments. Do they want to implement comments? Probably not. Probably not. And if Spotify actually implement comments, then it could be game over. TikTok might not would have a chance at taking out Spotify if they would just implement comments where fans could get in and comment and other fans could react to the comments, like the comments, react to the comments. You could get in and react to the comments. And until that happens, Spotify ain't going nowhere. They ain't going to be making no money anytime soon unless they're just going to remove everybody's catalog. They're talking about demonetizing 2/3 of the catalog, which that's another thing. If you're going to demonetize people's music, well, then you're going to force them to say, fuck Spotify and screw Spotify. You're gonna force them to go elsewhere if you're literally going to demonetize them. And think about TikTok. They implement music streaming platform. As long as they keep everything in place where you could still get in there and make lip sync the songs, make whatever kind of visual content to the songs, yourself and your fans could get in there and make whatever kind of visual content. You could still get in there, duet. You could still get in there, stitch. They allow all that engagement to go on with the streaming side. It's game over, man. It is game over. TikTok will literally take over. They've literally passed Google up, at least for a short period of time, on actual monthly traffic. You know, past Google, TikTok is the most viewed site. And Google is just a search engine. Google is just a search engine. And YouTube is a video search engine. And TikTok is far more than that. TikTok is a whole nother beast. It's a whole nother animal. TikTok was a genius idea, I will say. People that are out there saying, oh, TikTok's the devil, TikTok's Satan. Well, guess what, you idiots? The devil's make-believe. He's not even real. He's an imaginary made-up character in a imaginary made-up book. A book with metaphorical stories. That's all it is. A book with metaphorical stories that are not to be taken literally. So, no, TikTok is not the devil because there's no such thing as the devil, you freaking idiots. He doesn't exist. Just a made-up character in a book. No, TikTok is probably the number one or number two platform to break artists. To break artists. And I would probably say number one, because any funds you put into YouTube, I could put into TikTok and get far greater results. Far greater results. I could get $100 from a client, take half of that, and get easily, you know, a few million follower posts, easily 100,000, you know, views, likes, comments, reshares. And for $50 is never going to get you. No way, no how are you going to get 100,000 views on YouTube for $50 with likes and comments and reshares included. No way, no fucking how, man. It's not happening. No way, no how is it going to happen. $50 is going to get you 100,000 views, especially if you go U.S. only. You open it up worldwide with the ads are cheaper. And that's the thing people don't understand either. When you're just advertising in American market only, U.S. market only, the ads cost more, so you get less results. It's better to just open it up worldwide. And people be all like, well, you know, I don't want just a bunch of Filipino views or a bunch of Indonesian views or China views. Well, guess what, you freaking idiots? All the pop artists are bigger in those markets than they are in American markets. And if you get booked overseas, let's apply some common sense and common knowledge to it on the musician side. You're going to get paid more because it costs more for you to get over there. You're going to get paid more. The shows are going to be bigger. The fans are going to be more loyal. Because let's think about it. America is the number one hate market. It's the number one hater market on the planet. So yeah, if you blow up in America, you blow up anywhere else. But it's so easier to blow up anywhere else. It can make money. Who cares where you're performing at? Who cares where your fan base is at? Who cares if they even speak English? If they're willing to pay you to come perform and do a show, and they're going to act like groupie fanatics while you do it. Who cares what language they speak if they're shouting your name? so many musicians in American market are looking at all wrong. They be like, you know, I don't want a bunch of Chinese plays and this, that plays. Well, guess what? It's going to take longer for us to dominate the market because American views cost more. You get less results because you get less views because they cost more, and they're less likely to like, comment, or reshare. Man, if I run a Facebook ad for the Philippines right now, and especially just run it to women only, likes all day long. That's all I'm getting. Like. And let me run it with my cute little dog over here. My cute little puppy that's smiling at me right now. The likes will come in even quicker. This is going to be coming in 2, 3, 4, 5 times faster. You know? So I'm calling it now. Spotify, Apple, don't add comments to Spotify, Apple. TikTok music streaming will take over. And they ain't even rolled it out in the American market yet. They're going country by country by country by country. You know, because these things are always in beta testing mode to make sure everything works smoothly when they roll it out. But I haven't seen really how the music streaming works with it. But if I'm able to get in there and just do my whole song, or get people to do my whole song, or pay influencers to do my whole song, or do a challenge to it, it's game over, man. It's game over. TikTok's going to take over. And for you Republican, conservative politicians out there still trying to take down TikTok, that is one of the number one issues I have with y'all out there, is stop it, man. I know y'all religious, y'all believe in God, even though there's no proof that he even exists. It's a make-believe, imaginary, made-up character, just like the devil. TikTok is not the devil, it's not the Satan, because that's make-believe. And TikTok is a real thing. TikTok is a real platform. It's a real app with real people. And that it doesn't have the bots taking over like everything else. I don't have to go to TikTok and worry about, is this influencer using bots? I just go and look, see how many followers they got, check out some posts, see if they got a good, consistent amount of views, likes, comments, and reshares based on their followers. Then I realized, hey, they're not shadow banned. They got good engagement going on. Let's pay them and let's see what happens. You know, and it's hit and miss with TikTok. I'm not going to get 9 million views on every single post, because partially is how they do the content. That content was actually a video where, real simple, it was a guy trying to holler at a girl who was holding hands with a guy. He was trying to get her attention. She's like, nah, I'm holding hands with a guy. I don't want your attention. Da, 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 da. Then he taps her on the shoulder, points over, and shows her that the guy that she's holding hands with is holding hands with another girl. And that's all. Something very simple like that got us 9 million views with the music in the background. The music heard 9 million times. And I didn't go for the American markets. I just go for influencers who have influence. Because that's another thing we got to realize. TikTok is a Chinese app. It didn't originally blow up in the American market. So let's stop acting like the American market dictates every freaking thing on this planet when it doesn't. And most people are late to the party anyways, because you should have been on TikTok when it was Musical.ly. I wasn't, so I was late to the party as well. But, you know, oh well, I still am going to utilize it as one of my number one tools. I still push it to all my clients. I tell them TikTok and YouTube as the number two platforms, even though they're still caught up in this Spotify royalty thing. And I've been telling them the streaming was dead with Spotify for the longest. And now that they're going to demonetize a bunch of artists and force them to get desperate and pissed off, and probably gonna see lawsuits, and it's gonna get really, really ugly 2024. Because the more songs you have in your catalog, the more each song has to have 1,000 plays in 365 days or to get demonetized. And who has a budget to work 100 songs at one time that's unsigned or independent? Nobody, man. major artists are not even, don't even got budgets to work 100 songs at one time. You know, they're just going to have to count on fans going to listen to every single song every single year. But old school artists are going to be screwed, because not every old school artist is going to get 1,000 songs on every single song in a catalog for the year. Especially if they're not be added to Spotify's old school hip hop playlist, which they only got one or two of those that really got any traction, and they're nowhere near as big as Rap Caviar. And Apple Music isn't don't rolling out the red carpet to add unsigned artists on the playlist either, even though you can get picked up quicker on Apple Music. But the problem is your distributor has to add you to the Apple Music hit list, and distributors aren't adding, independent distributors aren't doing that because they don't give a shit or care about the unsigned or independent artists whatsoever. They could sit there and say they do, act like they do. It's horseshit. It's bullshit. I got CD Baby. They're not adding music to the Apple Music hit list because they don't care. They want to sit there and say things like Napster are worthless because Napster is not as relevant as Spotify and Apple, but Napster has a bigger catalog and pays out more. But if you're not adding my music to the Apple Music hit list, CD Baby, then guess what? You're freaking worthless. You're as worthless as you said Napster is. You're a hypocrite. Well, guess what? TuneCore, the same thing. And I heard about TuneCore scamming people with AI. You know, you got this Grimes AI where you could pay for a Grimes AI. And apparently Grimes would take 50% of the royalties. You could use an AI Grimes voice. And Grimes, they'll basically, Grimes will sign off on you using the song. But when you go to distribute the song, TuneCore won't distribute the song. But they'll charge you for a yearly plan, but will block you from distributing the song because they're scamming you out of your money. Basically, it's a money scam. And distributors are probably going to be going on Scam Central like crazy anyways because they're going to be losing all these micropayments. That's another thing. Distributors are going to be affected, you know, by Spotify's royalty payout changes and this demonetization. Distributors are going to get desperate. Artists are going to get desperate. Old school artists are going to get pissed and mad and probably try to file class action lawsuits because they don't believe in playlisting anyways and streaming anyways, but they're not selling their money, their music exclusively. So it's like, it's one or the other. It's like, you know, if you're not going to go with music streaming, then you have to go with exclusivity. Things like Bandcamp and whatnot. And I can tell you right now, old school hip hop artists are not really popping on Bandcamp. They're not popping digitally anyways because they're, you know, you got to think about most old school artists don't know jack shit about promoting music. They had somebody doing that for them. Now that somebody probably isn't around no more, they're probably retired or fired or passed away, whatever it may be. So, yeah, TikTok is definitely going to take over music streaming if Spotify doesn't implement comments. And Spotify isn't making a single profit anyway, so that's why they are more likely going to demonetize two-thirds of the catalog, they said, by January of 2024. They plan on demonetizing two-thirds of their catalog, which they say that they're going to put that in $1 million, you know, $1 million thing and whatnot. But I don't believe them. I don't believe all that money's going to go into $1 billion pool. I don't believe it one bit. I believe they're going to try to pocket some of that money to try to make up for the fact they're not making a profit whatsoever. And I caught it on Facebook, TikTok. I caught it a long time ago. TikTok will take over all these sites, period. And now they're getting into music streaming. I'm calling it, they're going to dominate the music streaming because they have so much to offer as far as artists, tools to promote your music. Because just getting in there, just lip syncing your joint alone is more to offer than anything Spotify has. Because that's the new music video. Save $500, $800. Get in there, lip sync your joints. You could add all types of effects. You could green screen effects. They got so many different effects that TikTok is giving you. You know, you got CapCut. that is the editing app that goes with TikTok, pretty much. I mean, there's just so much you could do with it. You could get in there, pay influencers. Spotify playlisters don't have influence. They have zero influence. Zero influence, because you can't have influence if there's no engagement. And there's no engagement. Nobody's engaging on playlists. Nobody can comment on playlists. All they could do is like and reshare. Nobody's out here resharing independent playlisters' playlists. Independent playlisters don't have influence. A lot of them are using bots anyways. So you gotta worry too much about bots on Spotify. You don't have to worry about bots at all on TikTok. That's another thing. 84% of bot plays come from rap and hip hop music. 80% of the music being released is rap and hip hop. So yeah, there's a lot of bot action going on. A lot of the playlists are botting. You got to worry about it almost with every playlist that you're paying for guaranteed placements. You got to go on the back end, do research, and check things out. With TikTok, man, you just see how many followers they got, views, likes, engagement. Bam. All right, Pam. You don't got to worry about is it real or fake or not. So, yeah, man. Spotify is in trouble. Apple Music is in trouble. All the streaming platforms are in trouble now that TikTok's rolling out music streaming. And they have more to offer as tools for artists to pay influence for promotion and to just do your own content as well, man. You know, and TikTok is, you're able to push people from TikTok to Spotify a lot easier than you're just able to get people to just go to your Spotify and listen to it on Spotify. Because Spotify is totally oversaturated with 100 something thousand songs per day. So, once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Promo Palace LLC Vlogs, and I'm out.